Bitachin for Life, Shir number 177, Wednesday before Rosh Hashanah. We are talking about that no matter what the situation is, there is no such thing as statistics. There is no such thing as a situation. It is all in our mind. If we view it as a 50-50, because we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, and He's the one that decides, and He is not bound by the situation, then the situation will be a 50-50. If a person binds himself to Teva, and he views the statistics as objective power, so to speak, then he is under their jurisdiction, and therefore it is much more difficult, Chas V'Shalom, to see a Yeshua. So we mentioned briefly the concept of Shidduchim, and we just wanted to clarify, because some of our listeners asked about it. We mentioned that Shidduchim is different than other areas. So in Mirtz Hashem, we will analyze the concept of Shidduchim. We just wanted to mention what we meant to say when we were discussing Shidduchim. The concept of Bitachin in Shidduchim does not change. The point that we were making is that there is a Shita of the Gain, which we have to understand, which says that Shidduchim has no Chiv of Hishtadlus, as opposed to other areas like health and like Parnasa and other things that a person needs. A person has to do Hishtadlus. But Shidduchim is different. A person does not have to do any Hishtadlus for Shidduchim. Now, we are not going to get into this now. It is not our discussion. But this is the point that we are making. That means most of us either know somebody or is experiencing something to do with the Shidduch crisis that they call, or something to do with Shidduchim. And we have to understand that Shidduchim, in a certain sense, even if we want to assume there is a Chiyav Hishtadlus for Shidduchim, even if we want to assume not like the Vilna Gaon, which will Mirtz Hashem clarify, and we want to assume that there's a Chiyav of Hishtadlus for Shidduchim, but we have to understand that there is no crisis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care, and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, every single person in Mirtz Hashem has their Shidduch, has the one that is destined for them. And we should just add, because we are approaching Rosh Hashanah, people are always looking for segulas for different areas. Maybe we could venture to say that Rosh Hashanah is a segula for Shidduchim. Because when did the first Shidduch happen? The first Shidduch happened on Rosh Hashanah, between Adam and Chava. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself arranged the Shidduch. And that's the reason, by the way, why the Rabbeinu Shel Olam arranges all Shidduchim, just like he arranged the Shidduch between Adam and Chava. So perhaps we can say that on Rosh Hashanah, when we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boss, and there's nobody else, no shadchanim, no doctors, no clients, no businessmen, no nothing, only Hashem, that could be a very powerful day to attain a Yeshua, specifically in Shidduchim. Because that is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the first Shidduch, and Be'ez Hashem, that is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, Emirtz Hashem, make more Shidduchim. Now the truth is, Rosh Hashanah is a segula for every area that a person needs a Yeshua, but that's not for now for our discussion. But for Shidduchim, it's for sure a segula. What is the segula? Very simple. To remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the first Shidduch, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make your Shidduch. There's no difference between Adam and Chava and you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can easily find the Shidduch. It's up to us to rely on Him. To remember that He's the Melech, and if we recognize that He's the Melech, He will make the Shidduch.